I was born and raised in Orange County, California, and like the main character in the novel, I went to college in San Diego. And then I went to grad school here at Montana State in Bozeman, and I came up here and got my master's in English, and then just fell so much in love with this place that I knew I had to stick around. So I ended up getting a second master's in Native American Studies and have been here off and off ever since. It's been about 11 or 12 years.
And it's a good place for a writer, isn't it?
It's so ideal for a writer, especially a writer who takes so much inspiration from the natural world and animals and plants and flowers, and just Montana is just an explosion of life, and that's something that I really value and try to translate in my work.
Well, the main character of your new book, The Lovebird, Margie, is someone who has a special affinity for animals and becomes an animal rights activist. And it's interesting how you portray her connection to animals, how visceral that is to the lead character.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. She's a very tuned-in person. She's so empathetic, and she's not only connected to animals, but also she feels a lot of empathy for other people and even for plants and flowers. She's just so sensitive, and I think in the beginning of the novel, those empathetic feelings and those emotions and passions that she experiences are sort of undirected, and she doesn't quite know what to do with them. And a lot of her journey is just figuring out how to direct them and how to live with them in the world.
She has in the book an alcoholic father, and he's portrayed very sympathetically and poignantly.
He's actually one of my favorite characters in the book. I just loved him. And in my mind, the lovebird of the title, this singular lovebird, is Dad. I know a lot of people who read the book might think of the lovebird as Margie, and certainly every character in the book is kind of a lone lovebird at one time or another, but Dad is really special to me, and he has a lot of the same sensitivity that Margie has, but isn't quite as good at dealing with it or directing it, so...
In the book, Margie's mother has died tragically in childbirth, which is, one is led to believe, part of the reason her father has turned to alcohol. But at some point in the book, he gives her some advice about love. And this is the quote from the book where he says to his daughter, "Love is laying your head down on the tracks while knowing full well that the train is coming and enjoying the coolness of the metal against your neck."
Yes, I mean... He's sort of saying there's this inherent risk, and you just have to go for it and accept it. And interestingly, I think you can sort of say that same kind of thing about writing, because I think writing has that same element of risk. You don't quite know when you start a project where it's going to go, or even necessarily what it is that you're going to end up saying, but you just have to lay your head on the tracks and enjoy the process, you know?
In the book, the lead character has an ill-fated affair with a professor, gets involved in an animal rights group, and gets in trouble, and ends up hiding out on the Crow Reservation in Montana. And really, to me, it was almost like two books, Natalie, with the radical change in setting from a college campus in an urban area to Montana. The tone of the book and the characters all changed quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It absolutely is like two books in one, and that's why I chose to call the two separate parts in the book book one and book two, rather than just part one and part two, because I was very aware of that radical shift. And I think the shift in place and the shift in tone and the shift in characters are all very reflective of the internal shifts that are happening inside the main character, Margie. And there are definitely motifs that I think tie the two books together.
one of those motifs is loneliness. And there's a point in the book where you illustrate that Montana is a place sometimes where lonely people settle. And I want to read a quote from the book about when Margie, the lead character, first arrives in Montana. And the quote is this: "Montana really was a kind of loneliness, as if the feeling of loneliness had cloaked itself in earth, capped itself in sky, and become a place. How is it, I wondered, that of all possible locales, I've ended up in the one that is the geographical embodiment of the very condition from which I have for so long been running?" I love that passage.
Thank you. I feel that that's very true of Montana, but that's such a blessing in some ways, too, because you come here and there aren't all those distractions that sort of turn your gaze away from what's really going on inside of you or inside of the people around you or in the natural world. And so Montana kind of forces you to focus in a way that's ultimately very good if you're open to it.
Reviews of the book have praised the language. Some have been critical of your portrayal of the Native American characters as being, quote, too romantic, and you have the wise grandmother and the stoic but sensitive Native man and so on.
Yeah, I have to say I was concerned about that in the beginning, that would be a criticism that was leveled at the book, and I really did try in the prose to acknowledge that. The main character, Margie, she does say, you know, she's very afraid of being that cliched white person who's going to be somehow saved by mystical Native Americans. And the grandmother character, who's another one of my favorite characters in the book, also says, you know, you can't romanticize me. I'm just a regular person. I've just made certain choices in my life to retain some of my cultural traditions, but I personally don't feel that I really romanticized the Native American characters. I just felt like I was writing about them as people the same way I was writing about the non-Native characters. They felt very real to me, even though they're purely invented. I felt a great deal of affection for them, and I tried to just be realistic in writing about them.
This is your first novel, and it has been generally well received, and now you're on tour to promote it. How's that going?
Oh, it's going really well. I don't know if I'd call it a full-fledged tour, but I've done a couple of readings, one at the Country Bookshelf here in Bozeman, and I'm going to be doing another one in Missoula at Fact and Fiction on the 31st, so I'm really excited about that, but it's actually been a really nice time in my life because even though I've been promoting this book, I've still had time to work on the next book, and so I appreciate that a lot.
Well, I have been speaking with Natalie Brown, the author of the new novel, The Lovebird, and Natalie, as she said, will be reading at Missoula's Fact and Fiction on July 31st. Natalie, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us about your book.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate it. Thanks.